Welcome back to Funded, the show where we track the money moving through the startup world, every deal, every round, every unicorn minted. Before we dive in, big thanks to today's sponsors, Ada, helping startups integrate AI into their products faster. Ago Consulting, pronounced Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting from AI all the way to SO, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a portfolio of silicon industry companies, including Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business, and their very own NVIDIA Challenger, ZenVidia, seriously cool stuff. All right, today we've got voice AI trying to fool you on the phone, a chip startup taking on the energy crisis in data centers, a repeat founder dropping into private credit with AI, a look at over 100 new unicorns minted in 2025, and a Peter Thiel-connected VC making some very strategic moves out of Arizona. Let's get into it. First up, smallest.ai. And yes, the name is a bit of a head-scratcher at first, but once you hear what they're building, it kind of clicks. Smallest.ai just raised $13 million to build ultra-fast voice AI. And not just any voice AI, we're talking models specifically designed to make AI phone calls pass the Turing test. So the goal here is simple but honestly, a little mind-bending. You pick up the phone, you're talking to an AI, and you genuinely cannot tell. No robotic lag, no weird pauses, no please hold while I process your request energy. The round type wasn't disclosed, but $13 million at this stage tells me investors are very serious about this technology. That's not a small bet, and the market for this is massive. Think customer service, appointment scheduling, sales calls, healthcare follow-ups, any industry where you've got high call volume and limited human bandwidth. The voice AI sounds robotic problem has been one of the biggest barriers to adoption in this space, and if smallest.ai cracks it, they're sitting on something genuinely disruptive. There's also a latency angle here that's worth paying attention to. They're not just optimizing for how the voice sounds, they're going ultra-fast, which means responses that feel real-time, not delayed. Because here's the thing, even if an AI voice sounds perfect, if there's a half-second lag after every sentence, the illusion breaks immediately. Smallest.ai seems to understand that naturalness is about timing just as much as tone. The Turing test framing in their pitch is bold. And honestly, it's a smart positioning move. It sets a very clear North Star for the company and for investors evaluating their progress. Keep an eye on smallest.ai. The voice AI space is getting crowded, but companies that solve the human likeness problem at speed could pull very far ahead, very fast. Next story, Neologic, and this one hits right at the intersection of AI and the energy crisis nobody wants to talk about. Neologic just closed a $10 million Series A to build more energy-efficient server CPUs specifically designed for AI data centers, and the round was led by Compass VC with participation from M Ventures, Maniv Mobility, and Lul Ventures. Now, if you've been following the AI infrastructure build-out, you already know the power consumption situation is getting serious. Data centers are consuming electricity at a rate that's straining grids around the world. The current crop of chips powering these data centers, they're powerful, but they are not optimized for efficiency. And as AI workloads scale, that problem compounds fast. Neologic's thesis is essentially, what if we designed CPUs from the ground up with energy efficiency as a first principle, not an afterthought? That's a compelling angle. And the investor lineup here is interesting. You've got Compass VC leading, M Ventures participating, that's the venture arm of Merck, and then Maniv Mobility and Lul Ventures rounding it out. The Merck connection through M Ventures is worth noting. Energy efficient computing has implications beyond tech, life sciences, pharmaceuticals. Any sector running massive computational workloads cares deeply about this. $10 million at Series A for a chip company is lean. Hardware is expensive to build, but it signals they've got something compelling enough to get sophisticated investors to the table at this early stage. The broader chip landscape is also shifting. Post the CHIPS Act, there's more appetite for domestic chip innovation, and energy efficiency is becoming a competitive differentiator, not just a nice to have. Neologic is playing a long game, but if they can deliver meaningful efficiency gains on server CPUs, they're solving a problem that every hyperscaler, every enterprise data center, and every AI company on the planet needs solved. This is one to watch closely as they move from development into actual silicon. All right, story three, Ellis AI, and this one's got that classic repeat founder raises big seed round energy that VCs love to back. Ryan Williams, a repeat founder, has raised $10 million in seed funding for Ellis AI, an AI startup specifically targeting private credit managers, and they just emerged from stealth this week. $10 million at seed is a serious vote of confidence, and the repeat founder tag matters here. Investors aren't just betting on the idea, they're betting on someone who's been through the startup journey before and knows how to execute. Private credit is a fascinating market to go after. It's enormous. We're talking trillions of dollars in assets under management globally, and yet it's historically been very manual, very relationship-driven, and pretty underserved by modern software. Credit managers are dealing with complex loan portfolios, covenant tracking, borrower monitoring, document-heavy workflows, exactly the kind of tasks where a well-trained AI can add serious value. The fact that Ellis AI went stealth first tells me they weren't just pitching a slide deck, they were building and validating with real private credit managers before going public. That's smart product discipline, and coming out of stealth with $10 million already secured means the pitch is resonating. Private credit has been one of the hottest corners of finance over the last few years. As traditional banks pulled back from certain lending markets, private credit funds stepped in and they've grown incredibly fast, but that growth has created operational complexity. These funds are managing more deals, more borrowers, more documentation than ever before, and legacy tools just aren't keeping up. Ellis AI is positioning itself as the infrastructure layer for that modernization. And with a repeat founder at the helm and $10 million to work with, they've got a real runway to prove it out. Watch this space. Fintech for alternative asset managers is having a moment, and Ellis AI looks like a well-positioned player right out of the gate. Now let's zoom out for story four, because this one isn't about a single deal, it's about the macro picture. TechCrunch tracked down every VC-backed startup that crossed the $1 billion valuation mark so far in 2025, using data from Crunchbase and PitchBook, and the count is over 100 new unicorns minted this year. Over 100. In 1 year? That's a number that deserves a moment. For context, the unicorn boom of 2021 minted unicorns at a pace we'd never seen before, and then 2022 and 2023 saw a significant cooldown as valuations reset and funding dried up. So seeing more than 100 new unicorns in 2025 is a real signal that the market has found its footing again, and that investor confidence is back in a meaningful way. A lot of these new unicorns are unsurprisingly clustered around AI infrastructure, applications, vertical-specific tools, but you're also seeing unicorns in defense tech, climate tech, biotech, and fintech. What this data tells me is that the VC market isn't just recovering, it's actively identifying the next generation of category-defining companies across multiple sectors. It also tells founders something important. If you have genuine traction, genuine technology, and a clear path to scale, capital is available. The valuation discipline from 2022 and 2023 is still there, but the check writing is back. For investors, more than 100 new unicorns in a single year also means the pipeline for IPOs, acquisitions, and secondary market activity is building up again, which is good news for the whole ecosystem. We'll link to the full TechCrunch list in the show notes because honestly, it's worth bookmarking as a snapshot of where innovation capital is flowing right now. And finally, story five, and this one's got a very interesting cast of characters. Jack Selby, who is connected to Thiel Capital, as in Peter Thiel's investment firm, has been quietly nabbing stakes in hot startups, including Etched, the AI chip company, through connections in Arizona. And now his own VC firm, Copper Sky Capital, is raising a $300 million second fund according to a recent regulatory filing. $300 million for a second fund is a significant step up, and the fact that it's going through regulatory disclosure now means they're actively in the market raising it. The Arizona angle here is genuinely interesting. Selby has been leveraging local connections in the state to source deal flow, which is a contrarian move in a VC world that tends to cluster around San Francisco and New York. Arizona has been quietly building a tech ecosystem between the semiconductor manufacturing coming to the state, Arizona State University's research output, and the general migration of tech talent to the Southwest. There's real deal flow to be found there. The Etched connection is a marquee name to have in your portfolio. Etched is one of the more buzzed about AI chip startups. Building chips specifically optimized for transformer models and getting in on that deal is a signal that Selby has serious access. The Thiel Capital connection also matters for credibility. Being in the orbit of one of the most influential VCs in tech history gives you a network and a brand that opens doors. What Copper Sky Capital seems to be doing is combining top-tier network access with a geographic edge, finding deals before the coastal VCs get there, and then leveraging the Thiel adjacent credibility to co-invest alongside the big names. $300 million would give them the firepower to write meaningful checks at Series A and B, which is where the real leverage is if your sourcing game is strong. Keep an eye on Copper Sky Capital. If they close this fund, they're going to be a firm worth tracking for early signals on where smart money is moving next. And that's a wrap on today's Funded. What an incredible slate of deals to dig into, from voice AI to chip efficiency to private credit to unicorn counts hitting triple digits. Massive thank you to today's sponsors, Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. Seriously, go check them out. Links are in the show notes, and if you're building in AI or silicon, these are the teams you want in your corner. While you're in the show notes, check out Skylar's Money Matters over on the Ada Podcast Network if you want more of my take on markets, money, and the tech economy. And don't forget to subscribe to Funded for your daily dose of startup funding news, because the deals don't stop, and neither do we see you tomorrow.